Jason, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane. I'm glad to be back.
What an exciting time this is for Madison's Gallery. You've begun your 10th season. You've expanded your space. You've increased the number of hours the gallery's open. You've announced a new publication. We have a lot to talk about. Let's begin with the new space. Tell us where Manifest is located and how the new galleries fit in with the old.
Well, we're located on Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills in the heart of the DeSales Corner Business District. The new galleries are essentially an expansion of what we already had in the same building, the Victoria Building, which is a historic building on the street. And they increase our overall exhibition space by 66%.
The shows that are now in that new space, I want to know more about them. One is called Fresh Paint, and your call for entries emphasized that any style, traditional to experimental and conceptual, would be welcome. And in fact, you asked for art that qualifies in any way as painting, which is a pretty open door. Both professionals and students were invited to submit, and your call to artists said, "We're eager to see how far the boundaries of contemporary painting reach." So how broad is the reach of contemporary painting, judging from the submissions that you received?
Well, if we were to judge from the submissions, it's not very broad. But that's not necessarily the truth of the matter, as we always know that we're limited in terms of what we show based on what we get to look at. The exhibit itself is fairly narrow, I would say. It's fairly traditional in terms of the fact that it's painting on a surface. There are a few paintings that are pushing the boundaries a little bit. One in particular is more of an assemblage that's painted. But in almost every other case, it's pretty straightforward, abstract to realist painting.
Well, I wondered if the response was what you expected, or was it a surprise to have it so traditional?
I think it was a little bit of a surprise. To be fair, the submissions were probably broader than the exhibit reveals, but they weren't necessarily considered quality enough to be exhibited in the galleries by our jury. And Manifest is a creative research gallery for a reason. We see our calls for entries as a filter or a test or a question that's put out to artists in the world, and we're curious what's going to come back. We don't have a plan in mind when we set out to do these things, at least not a specific plan. And so the exhibit is the answer to the question, at least in this one case in time at our gallery.
Well, the second show, Aquachrome, is also painting, as the title tells us. It's centered on watercolors, and watercolors traditionally can be very staid. What sort of entries did you get for this show?
Well, it was kind of what you would expect, which ranges from the stereotypical, possibly a cliche type of watercolor, which may be more about subject matter or illustration than about fine art, to the broader conceptual watercolor or abstract watercolor. So we had a pretty good range, I think, and the exhibit does a pretty good job of revealing that, I believe.
Well, Manifest has always been proud of the worldwide scope of your entries, but an exhibition coming up soon is planned to stay very close to home. You'll be doing a regional showcase with artists from Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana. The entry deadline for that show recently closed. What was the response to the call for entries?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I just added those up yesterday. We're currently preparing our jury for that. I believe we received approximately 260 entries for that.
Ah.
And it's works on paper, specifically works on paper.
So is that about what you expected?
We predicted 200.
So over that.
Yes.
And you will cull it to approximately how many?
It'll probably take place in one gallery of the five that we have at Manifest. So it could be anywhere from 20 if there are a bunch of small works to 6 if they're larger. And I'm going to guess 10 to 12, probably. We don't have a budget in terms of number because it depends on the size.
What are the closing dates for the current shows, Jason?
Fresh Paint and Aquachrome will run through December 6th. And they are open Tuesday through Saturday, and they open at noon every day. And then the regional exhibit is on view from December 13th through January 10th.
Manifest has always produced handsome publications. And for this 10th season, you're planning an especially ambitious exhibition annual. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's a new thing for us. We're in our 10th season, as you've said. And all along, for 9 seasons, we produced an exhibit catalog for every exhibition done at the gallery. And that was something that made our mark in the world and got the attention of artists and the respect of them. But after having done 74 of them, we've decided that our resources may be better put to use in creating one large publication each year rather than 9 small ones. We loved the small ones. We think they were beautiful, and the artists loved them, and the public loved them. But we think that putting all of the art and all of the artists we show in one season into one higher-end, larger publication would maybe even have more meaning to the artists and the public. We also see our books as a way for students and teachers to have access to art of the world being made today. So we think that having one larger publication would be more useful for libraries, professors, and students in college and high school.
With the addition of these new galleries, what does that mean in terms of the exhibitions? Will they be larger, or will you have more going on at the same time?
Both. It actually means both. For example, in truth, we have 2 exhibits on view now, Aquachrome and Fresh Paint, but it's really a painting exhibit. And that's what we sort of foresaw when we knew we were going to have 5 galleries to fill. We thought, why not launch that space with painting? It's something we hadn't done in a while, and it's pretty common, steadfast media that we could rely on having a lot of work from. But will also allow us to have as many as 5 exhibits at the same time. We can have a couple of solo shows at the same time, or we can plan a show that is expansive, perhaps in the future, a large retrospective of a solo artist, perhaps, if we have the ability to do that. So it gives us a lot more latitude in terms of planning a dynamic season. And I think that that's going to make it even more interesting than it already is for the public to visit. Because when you walk from gallery to gallery to gallery throughout Manifest now, it'll be like visiting a museum. One room will lead into the next, and each experience may be something different. And that should be exciting for them.
Well, it certainly looks to be an exciting year ahead at Manifest Gallery and also for the seasons to come. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
It's always a pleasure, Jane. Thank you.
We've been talking with Jason Franz, Executive Director of Manifest Gallery in East Walnut Hills. For more information on the gallery and its activities, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.